This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yudalid Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah discusses different types of keys that broke and the question of whether what remains is still considered a functioning halachic kli that will be a mekabel tuma. The Mishnah's first case involves a mafteach shel arkuva, a knee-shaped key. So what does that mean, a knee-shaped key? It refers to a key that bends at essentially a right angle in the middle, the same way that a leg bent at the knee, that you have, you know, the thigh, let's say, that's parallel to the ground, and then at the knee, it bends approximately, you know, 90 degrees, and then if the person just sticks his foot out straight, it then bends again by the foot. So likewise, this key has an upper section that, let's say, is, you know, parallel to the ground, and then it bends, giving way to a second section, which is perpendicular to the ground, and then it bends again with the third section running also parallel to the ground. And at the end of that, you would have either teeth or holes that would latch onto some kind of a bolt to lock or unlock the door. Now, the Mishnah set up the bolt of the lock was located in a kind of box inside of the door. If the knee-shaped key is intact, one is able to access the bolt with the key from either the inside or outside of the door. The Mishnah says, as far as mafteach shel arkuva shenishbar mitoch arkuvaso, a knee-shaped key that broke at its so-called knee, that is the section furthest from the handle of the key, broke off. So now you're left with just essentially an L-shaped piece of metal. And the important point for our purposes is that it could, to an extent, be used to unlock the door, specifically from the inside. One is still able, with this broken key, to, from the inside, use it to access and unlock the bolt. Meaning that that second section, you know, itself, you know, functions as a tooth that is able, apparently, to access and turn unlock the bolt. But now without that third segment, it's not long enough to access the bolt from the outside of the door. The first opinion rules tahar. This broken knee-shaped key is not mekabel tuma. First opinion argues that being that you're unable to use this key anymore from the outside, it's considered to not be functioning properly anymore. It's not really usable, and therefore it is no longer mekabel tuma. However, Rabbi Yehuda mitame mipnei shehu posech bo mibifnim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this broken knee-shaped key is still mekabel tuma, for it could still be used to unlock the bolt from the inside. The Mishnah says, as far as vishel gam, a gamma-shaped key, so key essentially that looks like an upside-down L, that the first part, the top part, is the handle, and then it bends at a right angle, and at the end of that, that second section is the teeth or holes that unlock the bolt. The Mishnah says, "Vishal gam shenishvar mitoch gumo." If the key broke at the point where it bends, leaving only the handle, tahar. All the opinions, even Rabbi Yehuda, will agree that that is no longer a kli that's mekabel tuma, as you basically are left with this stick of metal, which is completely useless as far as unlocking the door. In a situation such as you can't use this little piece of metal, you'll pick the lock. It doesn't have any bend to it, so it's unable to access the bolt from any direction, not from the outside nor from the inside. So since here it completely ceases to function as a key, it is not mekabel tuma according to all opinions. The halacha is in accordance with the chachamim. Now, as far as the other segment, not the handle part, the other part that has the actual mechanism that latches onto the bolt, the Mishnah says, "Hayuvochafen unukaven," regarding that segment that has, let's say, teeth and holes. So here we have a key that could be used for either type of bolt. You could have one kind of bolt where the teeth of the key fit into holes in the bolt to turn it, or you could have a key where the opposite, the key has holes which fit into teeth found on the bolt. That's how it turns the bolt. So let's say this particular key, and you don't have the handle, but you have sort of, you know, the important part with the teeth and holes. You have both of those. You have teeth and holes, which could work for either type of lock. So since this piece of metal continues to function as a key, Maybe it's a little less convenient, there's no handle, but it still functions as a key. Therefore, tame, it definitely is a kli that's makabel tama. The Mishnah adds, even if nitlu chafin, the teeth were removed, let's say they broke off, tame mipnei kavin, this piece of metal would still be considered halachically, it's still a functioning key on account of the holes. You could use it for locks where the bolts have teeth and the holes of the key fit over them. Likewise, nistatmu nikavin, if the holes in the key were filled in, tame mipnei chafin, it's still considered a kli, it's makabaltum on account of the teeth that remain in the key. Use it in those to unlock the other kind of bolt. However, if nitlu chafin ministatmu nikavin, if the teeth were removed and the holes got filled in, osha parzu zelatoch zeh, or let's say the teeth and holes merge so that neither could work to actually do any unlocking, tahar, well, and since you were dealing with a key that's no longer usable, no longer has kli status, and therefore can no longer become tameh. The Mishnah now rules on another case where a kli works with holes, or where the holes got too large for the kli to continue to function. The Mishnah says, regarding misanenes shel chardel shenifritzu ba shloshen nekavim milamatan ze letoch ze, if three holes, the bottom of a metal mustard strainer, merged into one, made one big hole, said now the strainer doesn't work as intended. That is, you normally, what happens is, you put the mustard seeds, you mix with the chaff in the strainer, and the holes are just large enough for the seeds to pass, and it keeps the chaff behind, but now you have this big hole at the bottom, so that the chaff passes through as well. So in other words, it no longer works as a strainer, therefore tahara. It's not considered a kli, and therefore it can no longer become tameh. The Mishnah concludes with another ruling on something that's somewhat similar to a strainer, and that is the Mishnah rules that v'ha'farkes shamatochos tmea, a metal hopper, which is essentially a funnel that one uses to pour grain into a grain mill so that not too much grain should go into the mill at once. The Mishnah rules that the hopper is a kli in its own right, so that by itself even it can become tameh, because it has a shem b'fnei atzmo. It has an independent identity. We don't strictly identify the hopper with the mill. We don't call it, let's say, a mill funnel. No, it's a hopper. It has its own name, its own halachic identity, and therefore, even when by itself, it is mekabel tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.